Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I was going to say that this title of this episode may be like a little dramatic, but like, I don't actually know because I was coming up with, because how this title came to me, as some may say, is that I was in bed, sure being asleep. Well, I was trying to sleep, kind of. It was late. And then I came up with this title, and then I came up with like some like bullet points like there and then that I could be that like I wanted to talk about, right? And this title of this episode is There's Always Someone Better. Well, I think I'm like preset on this being the title of this episode. And like even with like the outline, like I'm in between one because I've been meaning to record this episode since like what feels like forever because I wanted to because it's been, I guess, not really forever. That is just me being a little dramatic with that there. It's been probably around like, I don't know, around like a week or so, I think, that I've wanted, a little less than a week actually, probably around like 4 days or so that I wanted. So not fully a week, but not, you know, 4 days around or so. So around a week. You see how I went from like around a week to like 4 days to back to it being around a week. Anyways, it's been around a week that I wanted to record this episode. Like since I came up with like the title of this episode, and I've been meaning to like want to, like, not like, I guess like plan out, because I wanted to put like all the bullet points in like one location so that, because I was texting myself like the ideas, the bullet points as to what I wanted to talk about. I was texting myself and didn't want to like keep like going back like to those text messages. I wanted everything, I didn't want to like make, and I wanted to make sure that like I didn't miss anything, right? So I wanted, so then I put it in to like this one document, right? And then even now, like between when I kind of started, when I was doing this outline, which was just like a couple of hours or so ago, a little over, like what, like 3 hours ago or so, 3 hours ago or so, it like changed like a little bit with like what I wanted, like the outline even then changed a little bit. I think I am enjoying, at least right now, with how I'm doing these episodes, where it's like, I don't know, like more like chill, because not like, I think I'm not fully sure if like chill is the right word. Maybe it's just that like, because I'm thinking back to, like, the old, like, the previous, because I feel like I'm a broken record, the previous iteration of this podcast, where, I don't know, because I guess I was maybe catering, because I'm not even, it feels like I'm not even fully sure, because I'm like, this feels just, like, different in general. This, like, reiteration feels just, I don't know, just different is the only word that, like, I'm coming up with right now. It just feels different. And I'm, like, a little more excited. Not that I wasn't excited with, like, the previous podcast or anything, the previous iteration. I'm just a little more excited, if that makes sense. And, like, with the topics that, maybe it's just I'm taking, like, more, like, liberated, I guess, like, approach to this podcast, like to like what I I'm talking about, and like how, even though, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I want, and even though, like, I feel like I've been like saying that in a previous situation and stuff, with like, oh yeah, I want this to be like an hour long, but I'm not like pressuring myself and stuff, like, I don't know, because like with topics too, I feel like I kind of like ran out in a sense, not like ran, like in a sense ran out, like I'm like, okay, what do I, oh, like maybe I was like waiting too long in between like episodes, like I'm not like, maybe it's that like I wasn't like going with the flow with like what I was talking about, right, or like what I want to talk about, I don't know, I just know now that like I'm like, ooh, like more rejuvenated, more excited with this podcast, which is, you know, something that I want. You know, I want to be excited to be recording for like whatever, however long I'm recording for that day. I remember like a few years ago or so, how I had like a different podcast, and with that one there, I was like, so I remember I was like so excited because it was because that episode, like I was like talking with like whatever I was excited about and stuff in that episode, and then I remember it was like an hour and 30 minutes long, like the raw thing, but then because I was using Audacity, but then when I was like exporting it from like Audacity, when I was exporting the file, like it, I think it either corrupted, or like I remember it wouldn't export. It was after I was finished editing it, I think it was. I think, yeah, specifically I was finished editing it, and then the episode was like overall like an hour and 30 minutes long, and then I was trying to export it, but then it would crash like halfway and it wouldn't export, and like I ended up not uploading that podcast episode because like I couldn't get it to export or anything. I remember I was so upset and sad too, because I was like, oh, I spent like 3 hours, yeah, I spent like 3 hours on the thing, on the like episode, you know, and around an hour, over 3 hours, because I think I recorded longer than that like finished hour and a half episode, so I spent over 3 hours with like everything, only for it to like not export. I was not happy with that there. For the previous episode of this podcast, I thought it was going to end up being like an hour and 3 minutes long, but it didn't. let me pull it up, because I'm not finished editing the previous episode, or like what will be the previous episode, what I'm planning on it being the previous episode. I've edited 19 minutes and 33 seconds of it, and the episode itself, it's at least up to this point, because it could be like a little shorter, it's an hour and 14, yeah, an hour and 14 minutes, like exactly, like no milliseconds or anything, an hour and 14 minutes. I've edited 19 minutes and 33 seconds of it so far. I was hoping that like by now I'll be finished editing the episode, but I'm not, because I've been busy editing other things, which is why I didn't, part of the reason why I haven't been able to record this podcast, this episode, like sooner, because too I've been editing other stuff, and then I've been working, because I'm trying to finish this draft of this romance book that I'm working on, so I've been like really, because when is it, stuff is happening over here, okay, anyways, I'll have to figure that out after. What was it? Okay, yeah, because I used Scrivener for my drafts, yesterday, how many words did I write yesterday? I wrote, quote-unquote, only 724 words. The day before, I wrote 1,700 words. I've been wanting to write, I guess, like, I've been wanting to write, like over like at least 1,000 words a day in the story, because, you know, other than the fact that I like the story and I want to work on it, I also want to finish it this month before this month ends. So I don't know how many days, because there's, well, let me calculate how many days. Let me calculate. Wait 1 second. I have, not including today, 24 days, because today is the 7th, by the way, that took me, anyways, not including today, I have, what, I said 24 days, whatever it is, I have, I still have, like, a good majority. I don't know when this episode is going to go live. I think it'll be, because I have one recording this, it's Thursday, and I have an episode, I've scheduled out an episode to go out tomorrow, literally, on Friday, August 8th, because that's episode 2, 3, 4. This may be, I mean, I'm not making any promises, this may go, like, the latter half. This may go out towards the ending of the month, but, like, I'm not making any promises, because I don't know. Because including this episode, I'll have 2 episodes that I'll have to edit. So that I don't know with like my schedule. Because it seems like I'm going to be rather busy this month. Busier than I initially thought. Like on August 1st. You know? Which I'm not complaining about or anything. So I don't know like when. I'm hoping that this episode will go out this month here. So yeah, I'm excited too that tomorrow really a new podcast episode is going to be released. I hope you guys have been enjoying this. I mean, I know we're only like 11 minutes in, and I think this episode is going to be like an hour or like over an hour long. But I hope you guys have been enjoying this episode so far. And for those of you who have been listening to like the other episodes, I hope you guys have been enjoying this podcast here so far. I haven't uploaded it to YouTube. I still say I want to change the description of this podcast, but I have not done that yet. My intentions are to change this the description of this podcast. Maybe, I was going to say maybe I should do tonight. It's 8:22 at the time of recording this, but I'm like, I know when I'm like finished the episode, like recording, I'm like, I want to do other stuff and I want to write. I guess continue writing today because I was up. Like, I didn't go to sleep till, like, after midnight today, and I've already written 589 words, so technically I have written today. I just want to write more today. Like, so how I want to get, write at least 1,000 words. I guess I haven't, because I said I want to try to write 1,000 words every day. I want to write 1,000 words today, so I have, like, less than, I have, like, what, like, 400-something words to write today if I want to get to 1,000 words before today ends. I want to try to fix my sleep schedule too, but that's a different, I was gonna say that's a different topic for a different day, but I don't know if that's actually a different topic for a different day. I don't, and then I'm like, in theory I could just talk about it in this episode too, but like it's just nothing, I guess there's nothing even really to that bit. It's just that I want to fix my sleep schedule. So I don't want to be going to bed too late. I was gonna say go to bed too early, but I guess there's that there too. But yeah, I want to at least finish recording this episode today, and then the editing part of, I'm hoping to maybe edit like, not, like, I don't know if I'll finish editing the previous episode today or what, but I want to at least edit some of it today, because at least I'm making some progress in, like, the editing, at least I'm making some progress in editing the file than, like, no progress at all. So I want to at least edit, because it's not like if I have to, like, edit the whole thing today. I do have an idea as to, like, when I want that episode to be out though, so like I don't want to like stress myself out, you know. I don't want to be like, oh yeah, like I want to upload that episode like like, you know, I don't know, like Monday or something like that, some like quick time, and I'm like stressing myself out and I'm not like enjoying it or anything, you know, or like making the process at least a little more enjoyable, right? So I want to enjoy the thing too, while also not like lollygagging on actually editing it, or like procrastinating actually editing it, you know? The title of this podcast is There's Always Someone Better, and because I mentioned with how I came up with the title while I should be asleep, and I was thinking how, like, actually, what was I thinking? I was gonna be like, I was thinking, oh yeah, I was in my feels. I mean, I kind of was in my feels, but I was thinking, I think it was because specifically with my writing and, or like my writing career, like I was like looking at some like video where like short form content where it was like something like it seemed like someone was like being more successful or stuff. I can't even fully remember because, but like I knew that like I wanted, at least at the time, I wanted to talk about how like, I don't even know though if this is like an entire topic that like I want to talk about in a sense where it's like, because I get, I'm like, I don't know if this is like a whole topic I want to talk about, but I, yet still I'm naming this topic that there's always someone better. And that kind of reminds me of how like social media, a lot of the times someone's like highlight reel, like a lot of the times, like with, and like at least I don't, it's not like if I know what's going on behind the scenes with like, oh, like, because like on social media it may seem like, oh, our business is being successful, like doing successful, let's say like a clothing brand, right? Yeah, that person may say like, oh yeah, we made like $30,000, like they, that person may launch, let's say like a sweatshirt or a hoodie, right? Like a, like the hoodies like cute and all and everything, right? They launch it and then they may say like, oh yeah, we made like $30,000, like look at us, like this is so successful, this is like, oh yeah, we did good. But then behind the scenes they didn't make any profit because the expenses were like $40,000, and then the, you know, $10,000, they lost $10,000, right? And then meanwhile, or like they're not like paying themselves, like people may think like, oh yeah, they made like $30,000, that means they're like keeping all that money, right? But then really it's, they're not, they may not be keeping any of the money, because let's say the business like just started, they're not even, let's say they're not even a year old yet, right? Like the business, and then they're not like paying them, like their owner may not be paying themselves slash paying themselves yet, because they're reinvesting all that money into their business so that in the future, or like slash later down the line, you know, they're doing, that business is like even more successful because they reinvested in that business earlier on, rather than like taking, let's say they made $30,000, and then let's say the expenses were like $10,000, right? So then let's say they made $20,000 in total in profit. They may not be taking, like, rather than like taking all that $20,000, right, and like pocketing it for themselves, they, let's say, set aside some for taxes, and then, which is a smart thing to do, they set aside some of that money for taxes, and then they use the remaining money that they can use to reinvest, to like buy more stock, to like design their website or whatever, if they like want like a rebranded website or something, I don't know, right? So like there are other things that like they may not be saying, and like some may say too, yeah, like it's not like if we like as the viewers know like every single detail, at least generally speaking, it's not like if we know like every single detail to like in that person's life or like their financial situation or anything, right? And I'm not giving like any financial advice, disclaimer, like anything, like I'm not giving any financial advice, right? But it's just, we don't like know like the ins and outs or anything, right? And then sometimes it's, for that person, it's easier too, because whatever like the situation is and stuff. I think that's what I was kind of getting at when I came up with the title There's Always Someone Better. I guess it's more like there's always like, well, I mean, it's true how it seems like there's always someone better. Oh, maybe not even like seem true. And I guess better isn't like in terms of like there's always someone better, like this situation may be like, oh, like one person situation, like, I don't know if it makes any sense, right? Because, like, let's say one person's better is, oh, that person's working full-time as a writer. They get to do everything. Like, they get to, like, live out the dream of being a writer. They get to work for themselves. They get to work from home. They can create their own schedule, right? That's what one person's thinking. But then the writer themselves, they're like, oh, even though I like this, even though I like doing this, I'm barely making enough money at all. Like, either, like, I'm barely making enough money, or that person's like, I don't know where I was going with that, with the alternative. I guess making no money, right? Barely making enough money, or, like, I'm not, I guess, overall, that person's not making the financial goals that they want to make, right? And then they're, like, kind of, like, stressing themselves out with, like, producing, like, always working 24/7, even though they like doing what they're doing. There's still that, like, lingering thought of, like, money and, like, oh, well, but the future, what do they want to do with their life, you know? Like, even though they want to do writing for the rest of their life, it's like, oh, should I get a part-time job? But then it's that thought of, like, oh, getting that part-time job is, like, let's say it's, like, 20 hours a week. That's still taking time out of the day, 10 hours a week, and then finding that job itself, right? And then that person may think, I'm not saying that that's, like, the case or anything. That person may also think that, like, they've failed because they've gotten a part-time job, and their goal for, like, the whole life, or, like, most of their life has been to work for themselves, work in the writing industry, work in the publishing industry. Now that they have it, it's, like, now that they have their dream, is like, it's not panning out the way that they thought it would be. I guess it's because, like, that dream has been, like, a dream for, like, so long, right? It's like they haven't known anything else, like, that they want to do. So it's like, now that they have it, and then they didn't think that, like, it would be so hard to make, like, even though, for example, that person knew, they're like, yeah, it's gonna be hard making money from the arts, that they didn't think it would be, like, so hard at the same time, right? And then other people may be like, oh yeah, other people may look so easy, but then behind the scenes, they've had to, like, they were, like, struggling, you know? And then usually, and then I heard somewhere where it's, like, you only see, like, if it's, like, let's say a famous, like, TikTok video, right? You go, and, like, it has, like, millions of views, right? But then you go to the profile, and then that's, like, the only video that has gotten millions of views. But then the other videos have gotten, like, 1,000 views, 200 views, and there's, like, you're only seeing that, like, when they, like, blow up, you know? You're only seeing blow up. At least the vast majority of people vast majority of people are seeing that person when they, like, blew up, and they didn't see, at least a lot of the viewers didn't see them when they were, like, when they all, quote unquote, only had, like, one subscriber and, like, no views, or, like, 1 to 2 views a video, you know? And then, like, I guess it just depends too with, like, perception and, like, what perception slash, like, what that person's put out there, because sometimes that person's, like, you know, knowingly, like, yeah, I'm not sharing any of this because it's, like, my personal business or what have you. And sometimes it's, like, unintentional that, like, that person's unintentionally, like, showing, like, it seems, like, certain way. I guess it depends on, like, that other person's, like, lifestyle and, like, what they're going through and everything along those lines, right? So I guess with this title is, like, not necessarily, like, oh yeah, there's always someone better, like, not, like, necessarily, yet at the same time, so you may say, like, yeah, in a way. And I thought this topic would, like, take up, like, much more of the, like, episode, like, how, because I had this, like, idea where it's like, yeah, I'm gonna be going on and on with, like, specifically with that there, how, like, yeah, there's always someone better. I should have probably written that down, like, more with, like, what I was thinking. I think that's kind of, like, the fun too with, like, how I come up with, like, these topics, like, more like, oop, like, in a way, like, spur of the moment, right? At least with, it feels like I've been doing that for, like, all these episodes that I've been doing, rather than, like, sitting down, like, force myself to be like, okay, what topic am I doing? What topic am I talking about? It feels like, I like how it feels, like, more, like, spur of the moment, Like, yeah, this is just what I'm talking about. And that, like, even though I have written an outline so I don't forget some of the stuff. I feel like how I, like, breathed in for a second. I was like, my breath was like caught in my throat and everything. Anyways, even though, like, it feels like if, like, I'm just going more off of, like, even though, like, I put the notes, like, the same way as, like, in the previous, like, before the rebrand, it feels like I'm, like, just going, it's, like, more, like, freeing in a way. It feels like I'm not, like, as restricted, or, like, it feels like I haven't been, like, restricting myself, you know, with how, even though it's, like, not, like, how I've been planning, but, like, maybe how just, like, I've been, maybe not, like, necessarily, like, how I've been talking, but, like, it's just, like, it feels, like, at least as of right now, it feels like if something's, like, different, and, like, yesterday doesn't, oh, yeah, and then I remember I wanted to mention with how, like, I was, this was, like, a topic that, like, I kind of wanted to mention with how I was thinking with these, like, podcast episodes. I think that's, like, partially, like, could be a thing, with how, what I came up with the idea, I wanted to, like, boom, 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 just, like, immediately, like, post the episode, but then, in a sense, I was being kind of, like, more strategic, where I was, like, okay, no, I want to go out, like, live this time, I want to do this at the third, more strategic than how I've done it in the past, so maybe that kind of contributes to, it, to how I'm, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I don't want to do it like this, because then if I'm, like, releasing, like, two episodes that week, right, then it's, like, I'd rather upload, if I have, like, two episodes, like, ready, right, like, they're both, like, recorded and edited, right, I'd rather have, like, then one episode go out 1 week, right, and then another episode go out the following week, or rather than having those two episodes out the same week. And it could be that, like, the episodes are, like, let's say the episodes are, like, 30 minutes each, right? Yeah, if I posted those two episodes that 1 week, it would overall equal, like, less than that hour, right? Like, an hour podcast episode. But then it's, like, well, the two different episodes, I'd rather have it spread out, you know? I guess, in a sense, maybe SEO, I think, is how it's, like, oh yeah, it's kind of like, even though it's, like, the same amount of episodes, like, two episodes, right, I don't know, it's just, I'd rather have, like, an episode going out one after the other, rather than, like, kind of, like, pushing out all the content that I have now, and then, like, not burning out, but, like, then in the end I don't have anything for, like, the following week, or, like, I'd be, like, really busy, and then I haven't had, like, the opportunity or, like, the chance or whatever, the time to, like, record another episode. And then it's, like, well, it's not like if it's, like, the type of episode the type of podcast where, like, I upload, like, every day, you know? And rather, I guess, like, it's, like, slow and steady wins the race sort of thing. That, like, I guess I am going for, where it's, like, well, I'd rather be uploading, let's say, like, not that I make any promises or anything, I'm, like, I'd rather upload, like, once a week than, like, let's say I have all the episodes, right, for a month, I'd rather upload it, like, once a week than, or, like, scheduling them out, but I guess that's still uploading it, but, like, I'd rather have them, up once a week than having all the content in, like, 1 week, and then it's, like, oh, well, what am I doing now? And then, like, scrambling to have to record and edit more episodes, record, edit, and schedule up more episodes. And then, yeah, it's, like, then I'm, like, doing more work, you know? Even though, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, I have to do more work, like, ugh, I'm so, like, lazy or anything, right? Yeah, like, I don't want to be, like, recording, let's say, three episodes. Let's say, like, it's a podcast recording day, for example, right, and I am recording, like, 2-3 episodes, which I'm, like, oh, that's so much. Anyways, let's say I am recording 2-3 episodes, then out each, right, for that day, or, like, for the most of that day, right, and then, like, I finish it, let's say, like, I decide to edit all that today, or, like, that one day, for example, right, and then I'm, like, okay, I want to just get these out, I don't want to do that. Then, like, in the end, I would have to, then, like, the following day, I have to record another, like, for the whole day. And then, like, I can't do, like, my other work, you know? Like, I don't, like, I can't do, like, my other writing. And then it's like, well, I'm stuck in this, well, no, I was going to say I'm stuck in this trap. I guess not really, like, stuck in this trap, right? Especially seeing that, like, in that hypothetical hour put myself in there. It's like, oh, now, like, I've made, like, I had this reputation or whatever where I'm like, oh, I'm going to be uploading, like, 3 days a week, right? And it's like, well, no, I don't want to be doing that. But I guess it's just, like, I get, like, excited. And then I'm like, oh, I want people to see it, like, now and stuff. But then I'd rather just not. I don't know if I'm making any sense. I did want to talk, too, with, like, spoken word poetry. Because I have been thinking, kind of, with, like, maybe doing that again. Because I did it, I think it was in 2020, and I think it was 2020 and 2021, where I was doing, like, spoken word poetry, slash I was doing spoken word poetry the most, and there was a brief, like, time where, like, I had, like, a spoken word poetry podcast, but, like, I don't have that anymore. I was thinking potentially have, like, my spoken word poetry, like, in this, like, podcast, how, like, I have, like, okay, I'm gonna be talking with, like, whatever my regular thing, and then at the end of the episode, or, like, somewhere in the middle of the episode, then I, like, insert, like, my spoken word poem. But, like, I don't know, because, like, it's a different, with that, it feels, like, more work, like, an add-on thing, right? Because, like, the poems I have, they're in, like, they're for specific, like, sections, like, purposes or whatever, right? And it's like, okay, the poems I have, like, they're for, like, different collections, right? And it's, like, meant to be read that way. And I think I consider myself more, like, a written, written podcaster. I consider myself more of a written poet rather than, like, a spoken word, rather than, like, a spoken word poet, even though, like, I got distracted by a notification, I would read my poems, and I have read my poems, like, out, like, in a reading, I wouldn't consider myself, like, a spoken word poet. I'm a poet, not a spoken word one. I write poetry, and I have read my poetry, like, at an author, like, at an author reading. So, yeah, because I have thought, too, and how, you know how, like, artists have, they're, like, author, you know how artists, like, musicians and stuff have, like, a profile like Spotify, like Apple Music, and like all the music streaming services, or like a lot of the music streaming services. I was thinking and doing like something like that there, but then I was thinking, because like I think I like how but then I was like thinking how like the like looseness of like a podcast too, because I was thinking, oh, I could have a whole podcast doing that, because I'm like more familiar with that there too, and everything, like it feels like I'm like, at least right now, like now me, I'm like more like, it feels like I'm more like familiar with doing that there, right, with like the podcast and stuff, like I like podcast style, because I'm like, I like that there, like I think I like how, because, like, then I'm, like, it's a different kind of, it's, like, I guess in a way to, like, voice acting, in a way, yeah, I guess in a way, if you're, like, a voice actor, please let me know if it's, like, similar to that, they're, like, performing spoken word poetry, I guess in a sense, like, voice acting, at least that's how I'm seeing it, but please feel free to let me know. And I'm like, I'm not like, it feels like that is like my domain, you know, but like I think it's just I like the concept of doing my spoken word poetry and stuff, but like the logistics, I'm like, this is like too much for me, you know, mixed in with like the other things that I am doing, I'm like, this is like not necessarily like too much work. Yeah, like too much isn't like I can't, you know, like I'm already like, I guess in a sense, not like too much work, but like something about it is like too much for me. Maybe it's like the presentation of it. I don't know, but it's just too much, you know. And I haven't, on top of that, I haven't done like spoken word poetry. Actually, I don't remember the exact time where I was done. But like, at least it feels like it's been a minute since like, I haven't checked. I don't know how long it was since like I did do spoken word poetry, but it feels like it's been like a minute. Like it would be earlier this year, because I was gonna say I think I haven't done any spoken word poetry like this year, like where I would like recording, like putting in a podcast or like uploading it to like YouTube or what have you. But I think with like the previous iteration of my podcast, like earlier on, I think in 2023, oh, sorry about that. I think 2020, at least in my headphones, I heard some like static. I think it was in 2023, like late 2023, I think early 2024. I think it was where I was doing more, where I did like spoken word poetry like for this podcast. So yeah, I think then was the last time that like I did do spoken word poetry. I think so. I think late 2023 or like the latter half of 2023, early 2024, I think. It was, because for some reason I just have, like, some kind of, like, faint memory of, like, some, like, spoken word thing. Or, like, some, like, short audio thing. I don't fully know, but I don't think, I haven't done any, like, of that there recently. So, I'm, like, does that the two, I guess, like, I am out of practice from doing that there, like, from spoken word poetry. It would be, I think it would be, like, cool with doing that there. Yeah, like, I'm kind of, like, having, like, thinking about, like, more, like, deeply. Not that more deeply slash, like, critically. And, like, I don't know if it's something that, like, I would, like, regularly upkeep, in the sense of, like, it won't be, like, my main thing, and then I'll be adding, I guess, it is to, like, a sense of, like, time, too, that there is that, like, time aspect with everything, and then, like, I would rather, because I do consider myself more of, like, a written poet, compared to, like, spoken word poetry, slash a spoken word poet, so I'm, like, wherever like poems are writing, I'm like, I would rather have it like in the written format slash in the written medium, rather like not rather, whether it's in like a magazine, an anthology, or my own like poetry collection. But that's just me and like kind of what I'm thinking. I'm feeling real sleepy right now. It's 8:50 p.m. It's 10 minutes before 9 p.m. I'm just like, I am right now feeling so sleepy, but I have like more things to do. I feel like I have like more like talking inside of me. It feels like I have like, but like, yeah, like, ooh, there's more things, you know. It feels, I have like some more like movements and shakings with that there. And in the outline I have here, I clearly don't have how I said I wanted to record this episode sooner, and then was like, I clearly don't have a schedule as to what I'm recording. And how I said, I think I said that in the previous episode too. Something my laptop like came up. Right, like, because I have, like, the volume, like, on or where, maybe the other that I should have seen that, like, I physically, like, jumped at that there. I'm like, the notification popped up. And I don't think you can hear the, like, notification, like, in the thing. But, like, it popped up because I heard it in my headphones. And it popped up. It was, like, a ding. And then I just, like, jumped. I was like, oh. Because, like, I did not expect that to be happening. Like, I didn't expect a notification. And, like, I don't know. Yeah. I did not see that coming. I know that this, like, with the editing, there seemed like that, like, no time has passed for you guys. I had to, like, for a second pause because I had to do some stuff with, like, my laptop, and there was this whole thing. And then I remembered, like, another topic that I wanted to talk about. Not like, oh yeah, I remembered another topic that I wanted to talk about, but I remembered something that I wanted to talk about. And then I listened back to, like, make sure that, like, everything sounded good, like, the last little bit. And then, like, I think it's because, like, with the electronics, with how I'm, like, with my laptop, maybe how my microphone could have been too close to, like, my laptop. I don't know. But, like, I don't know. Playfully, I'll be able to, like, fix it in editing, / like, you won't be able to hear it in editing. Now I feel like seeing that, like, pointed out, it feels like now y'all be like, oh, let me go listen back to it to see if I hear something, right? Yeah, I don't want to, like, re-record it too, because, like, through my headphones I can't, like, hear, like, I can't hear that, like, at least with when, like, just now, before I stopped recording, I couldn't hear that, like, small, like, thing or whatever it was. Like, so now it feels like seeing that pointed out. Now it's like, oh, you guys. Anyways.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to, like, get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or whatever. Like, even, like, to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
I feel like I'm talking, like, too loud. And it feels like with all this time, like, with how many episodes, like, in, like, total that I've recorded, I'm still, like, it feels like if I, like, still don't know how to use a microphone. And it's, like, it's quote-unquote just a microphone. This isn't, like, a complicated one that I have or anything. Like, it didn't have, like, a steep learning curve or, like, anything to it. So, as I was saying that, I was thinking, oh, because I stopped and started this again. Because as I was saying that there, I was like, I should probably check to make sure. Wait, let me check to make sure again. 1 second. I was checking to make sure that I was recording from the mic, from the right microphone. Because I'll be like sad if all this time I've been recording, oh well, not all this time, but like half of the episode I'm not even recording from like the right microphone. I would not be happy with that. That I'd be like, nah, I'm just cutting out that half, and then I'm like, I'm not saying what else I'm saying, because I'm like, I already said my piece. I'm just gonna end off the episode there, you know. Maybe come and record an outro and be like, you know what guys, this is, I've been tried one too much today. Not really. But I've been like, this is, I can't with this. I don't want to re-record. Because, you know, re-recording is like, it's not like the same energy. Especially because, like, for me, I'm like, when I have, like, for whatever reason, I have to like, re-record, I'm like, it feels like the energy is, like, down. It's not, like, as high as initially, right? Like, the vibes, it's just different. It just hits different. The first time it being, like, recorded rather than, like, having to, like, re-record, like, the episode or, like, that, like, YouTube video or, like, what have you, you know? So it just hits different. But I was remembering with how, like, around the time with this podcast, or the previous iteration of this podcast, how I had, like, a Patreon exclusive, like, Patreon-only podcast. For some reason, now that I find that, like, crazy, I'm like, what? Like, it feels like, in some ways, I was doing more, even though I guess, because it was earlier this year, which it feels like it's been, like, forever ago earlier this year, but, like, at the same time, it doesn't feel like it's been, like, it feels like earlier this year, like, January, February, March, the first quarter of this year, it feels like it's been, like, oh, like, I know it's been, like, it hasn't been that far, that long ago, yet something about it feels like it's been so long. It feels like if I'm, like, not even the same person as from the first quarter of this year, you know? Even though it was, like, kind of like, oh, just the other day, it doesn't feel like it, right? And in some sense, some aspects, it feels like if I had, like, it didn't feel like I had a lot to do. Like, even though I did have, like, all these different things going on, even though, like, I did have stuff going on, right? With, like, work-wise, I'm talking about. Even though I did have, like, stuff going on, it doesn't, like, feel like I had all that going on. It felt like maybe, like, kind of like I was filling in the stuff so that I have stuff going on, right? But, like, now it feels like, oh, I have, like, I already have, like, so many, like, different, like, that I have, like, these different projects going on. And, like, I'm like, oh, it feels like I don't have time to, like, be doing everything at the same time. Like, even though I do have, like, the time, even though I've, like, carved out / I'm making the time, it doesn't, like, at the same time feel like, the time that I had, like, earlier this year doesn't feel like the same amount of time that I have later this year. And I don't think, like, my routine or anything has changed or, like, has changed drastically. I don't know. Anyways, I had a Patreon exclusive podcast because, like, the podcast that I had was called The Spray Can, and then the podcast, like, the Patreon exclusive podcast was called Behind the Can. And I remember I liked Behind the Can because I thought it felt like I could have talked about, like, more stuff. Like, I felt like I had, like, the freedom to talk about whatever I want. And I had, like, I remember I enjoyed with that bit because I'm like, oh, I have the freedom to talk about whatever I want. I can talk about this, that, the third. Like, look at that. It's like, I could do so much, you know? Maybe that's another reason, because, like, I'm like, I have that same feeling. I mean, currently I feel sleepy while having that same feeling, but I'm like, I have that same, like, maybe not, like, exactly the same, but that similar feeling of, like, oh, I can talk about whatever I want, you know? As if, like, quite literally that wasn't my own, like, as if the Spray Can wasn't quite literally my own podcast. Like, duh, you know, like, I guess maybe it was a mentality that I had with that there. So yeah, for the Spray Can, for the spoken word poetry stuff, I put no quote unquote niche down for this podcast. I want this podcast to, like, yeah, focus more on, like, the writing / like my writing life, right? Yeah, I want to have that freedom to talk about, like, my interests that I have, like, apart from, like, writing, even though that is, like, my main thing, right? Even though that's, like, my passion, you know? I at the same time want to have, like a podcast where like I can't, like if like if I want to talk about like, I don't know, like niching down or like how there's always someone better, right? I don't want to feel like, oh yeah, I have to like talk about it on this other podcast that's like restricted, or like, oh, I can only talk about it for like to the one specific group of people, or like I don't want to feel like, oh yeah, I can't talk about it on my own podcast that I have created and that I have thought about, you know. I think another thing that helps is that like I like with the name of this podcast, Who Sam Qualified, because I think even though I like the name of the spray can, I feel like I could have waited like have that name like marinate, like really like marinate on like, okay, do I want to go with this podcast title for like the rest of my, or like potentially the rest of my career, you know? Do I like, yeah, like, yeah, I may say like, oh yeah, I like it, like I may think it's like a bang idea, but like sleep on it for like a few days and then think, do I still really like it? Is it like too similar to like whatever else I may have going on, or like with other people's like stuff, like is it too similar to someone else's name? Does someone else already have that name, you know? Things like that. I feel like I could have like waited, that the name could like marinate more. So I think that's part of it too, where I was like, I think with me, I like really really had to be like really liking and enjoying the name of like that project. I was gonna say that podcast, but I was thinking it goes with like, I guess it ties into like the other stuff that I'd be doing, like my writing and like whatever other like projects that I have, or like that I may have, where like it requires me to come up with a title of something. Like I really gotta be enjoying that title. I really gotta enjoy the title of that podcast, of that book, of that like episode, what have you, you know? Like, and I think with how, even with like the name scheme, yeah, I think that's how I pronounce the name scheme of like this podcast, I like, with these episodes, I like it. compared to, I feel like it's not like if I'm doing like all these different things differently or anything. Yeah, at least in a way it feels like I am doing all these things like different. Yeah, it's like not like, I guess not that different at the same time. At least that's what I feel like, you know. And it feels like now it doesn't feel like all that like hard come up like talking for like an hour with like whatever, because I think it's just like the topic. It's not like it, not that I was like forcing myself to be talking about like writing for like an hour straight, because if I want to be talking about writing for an hour straight, I'm gonna be talking about writing for an hour straight, and this is my podcast too, so it's like, well, I'm gonna talk about like whatever I want to talk about for that episode, you know. So I hope that makes sense. And I want to talk with how, I don't know how much I'll be going into with this topic, where is it here? Oh, well, I can't find it, but I remember how, sorry about that. I was gonna say, I thought for a second I was gonna forget with what I want to talk about, what else I want to talk about, but it's with, how I, cause I put like, oh yeah, how I like designing like websites. I think in general, I like having like these like, oh yeah, like magazines, websites, like, and like stuff like that there. And I was gonna say with how like I've seen and like heard like of podcasts, I think they're like more like established podcasts, I think, at least the ones that I've seen, they're more like, at least compared to mine, is like more established in that sense, and where like there's more of a loyal like fan base, and like, oh yeah, like each week that podcast is bringing in like 50,000 listeners and like all that like engagement and stuff like that, right? But they have like a website. I mean, I guess I do fall into that one there. I'm just seeing my Audacity file, how I'm like going from like loud to quiet. Playfully, that's a thing that like, briefly, like when I'm recording or when I'm editing it, it won't sound as bad or anything. And with like how it's like, oh, super high and then low. But anyways, I guess my podcast was like that there, how I had a website and a podcast. But now I have quote-unquote only the podcast. Like I don't have like a podcast and a website, but I have thought about like potentially having like a digital journal, which like is something like I guess something else that like I kind of like, at least like kind of like talking about slash I kind of want to toy with the idea, because I do want to, I have thought about having like a Who Sam qualified like website, where it's like specifically like a not a literary magazine, a digital magazine. I have thought about potentially doing that there, but then it's like, well, with like everything else, like because I have like an idea as to like how it will look like it's just too, well, maybe not it's just, but like I feel like in this case struggle is like a strong word, where I'm like quote unquote struggling with like figuring out like what I would want to write on that digital for that digital publication, right? Because I have like a set like idea with like how the website would look like, but at the same time, I'm like, will I be able to, because like I don't want to put another thing on my plate and then like I can't upkeep it, or, like I can't like do this, that, the third, for it. That have thought with like, because I want a magazine, I want at least with not one magazine, I want this magazine to be more specific, because if you guys don't know, I have I'm the founder of Spray Paint Magazine, which is a literary magazine, an online literary magazine, right? And I have thought with having a like another, like a different kind of magazine too, and I've been toying with that idea, but then I think, because I had that idea actually, like I journal just an idea with like another, like loosely of another magazine. I do not that like I'm like getting rid of like my magazine that I do have. I'm not like, you know, like throwing it, leaving it behind me or anything, right? Like at the same time, it's like, well, I want to focus, because like that is my focus too, right? Like that's the thing with like, I feel like at least for me with being a creative, I think that could be the same for like a lot of other creatives. At least I can only talk for myself, but that's the thing for me being like a creative, that like I have these all these other ideas for like these different things, yet still I'm like, okay, do I have time for this? Do I want to invest in on this, right? Because I'm like, I want to focus on like the stuff that I am doing, right? And I'm like, okay, what, like we're putting, at the same time, like putting time into like another like project, I'm like, do I have time for that, even though I want to do this, that, the third? I'm like, do I actually have the time to do all that, you know? Do I have the commitment? Do I have the money for that there? And like then I'm like, okay, if I want to do that, maybe I could, or like maybe like, okay, maybe this, it could be associated more with like another aspect of my like what I'm doing, right? Which kind of gives me an idea of actually doing it. Just saying this here, I'm like, oh yeah, I actually do have potentially like curve it, maybe like not like curve it, but like curve it into like a different area, or like a different aspect of like what I'm doing. So like it could be like integrated into it, like I could have like a different focus, right? But like at the same time, like I don't know if I'll be able to like pull it off, right? Like will I be able to pull it off, you know? And like it's like I kind of want to get into like, in a sense, like maybe not like I still, I don't know, I have all these ideas. The point is, I have all these ideas, and like I'm not complaining about how I'm getting all these like creative ideas. I'm not complaining that like my creative juices are flowing. It's just the fact that, okay, what creative thing should I be focusing on right now? you know, should I focus on, like, let's say, like, if it's between, like, if it's, like, in a day, and I only have, for let's say for today, even though, like, even though it's already 9:14 p.m., but let's say for today, I'm like, okay, should I focus on, let's say, between my book that I'm working on right now, my romance book, and this podcast, let's say I only have time for one or the other for the whole day. I'm like, which one do I focus on for today? Do I focus on my podcast or do I focus on my book that I'm working on? And let's say I'm in the same like boat or like similar boat for both of them, where it's like, okay, I already have a podcast episode releasing, like, let's say I've scheduled out all the podcast episodes for this month. It's like, I don't have to like worry with like that there. Yeah, I'm like, oh, but like my creative juices are pulling me towards like this here. Like, what do I do? You know, it's like, what do I choose? The point is, I guess what I'm getting at, I mean, is where is my creative juices pulling me towards? You know, like, what do I want to do? Do I want to do this here? Do I want to do X, Y, or Z? Or do I want to integrate X and Y into Z so that I'm doing that there? But like, so that I'm like doing something, I'm not doing something. It feels like my like brain tonight is like not working. So it's like, do I want to combine, I'm gonna say ABC. Do I want to combine A and B into C? So I'm doing A, B, and C, but it's like slightly differently. Or do I want to do A, B, and C separately? And like, how would that work if I'm doing A, B, C separately? And like, how would that work if I'm combining A, B into C? I hope that makes sense. It's just, I have all these like ideas and stuff, but it's like, too, sometimes it's like, well, and that's me. I'm like, as soon as I have an idea, I want to like immediately like work on it, right? But like, I know I gotta like flesh it out and like I gotta like think more. So like, okay, do I want to do this here, right? Like, do I want to like combine something into something else? Or like, do I want to have like a separate entity, right? Or like, if I would have like a separate entity, do I want to have it so it's like, okay, like what would be different if I have this as like a separate entity versus like a sub, like something under it, you know? So like, it's just, I feel like I'm giving now myself more things to think about, because like, this is like it. This is like what I'm doing right now. This isn't like, oh yeah, like thinking back on like when I had this break camp podcast, you know. This is like reflecting. This is like, okay, what do I want to do now, and how will it improve? Like, what will it fit into like what I'm currently doing? Does it fit in my like aspect of life, right? And then I want to work on my strengths too. Like, even though, yeah, I know, like, I want to work on my strengths, especially if it's like a one woman operation or whatever, right? Listen, not saying that it's going to be like not going to be with like this idea that I'm like kind of thinking about, that like I guess I kind of have mentioned. I'm like, do I want it to be like a one woman operation, right? And like, I'm like, okay, I know to, but what was I going to say? I know to, oh, the, well, I guess what I was getting at is that, I know I want to play in my strengths. So I'm like, I have an idea. Oh, well, I'm thinking like, okay, like, as my writing, right? Yeah, it's like the specific, like, this area that I want to go into, right? Yeah, I like doing like reading all these things and stuff like that too. I feel like I'm trying to be vague too, because I'm like, I don't want to be like sharing like at the same time like every single intricate thing, right? Yeah, I want to be like sharing like some aspects of it, right? So I'm like, okay, let's say I'm good at like writing, and not let's say I think I'm good at writing, right? So I know that's my skill. I know like I like also doing this like other aspect in my life too, right? So then how do I combine it into that there while like not having like, while not like destroying relationships, but like how can I play my strengths while also not taking advantage of, but like not, how can I play into my strengths while this entire thing, how can I play into my strengths while it works? that sentence, I know that sentence does not make sense. How can I play into my strengths while at the same time having that concept, that essence, that thing work, you know? What can I do to help improve everything while not, like, sending everything to the gutter, you know? Like, what can I do, right? I know this is, like, also just, like, oh, yeah, it'll be, like, no time for you guys, but I just had to, like, set down the mic for a quick, like, I don't think it's even been, like, 5 minutes, but for, like, a quick little, not, like, break, but, like, I wanted to write down, but like the idea that like I had in my mind while I was like talking to you guys, and just so that like I wouldn't forget, so I'm not like, oh yeah, why I set the mic down, like almost immediately forget, you know. I don't know why today, tonight I'm feeling so incredibly tired. Basically sleepy, I should say. I don't know why I'm feeling so incredibly sleepy. Maybe it's because I woke up later than I would have liked to wake up today. But I think, like, I was doing more work. Like, not that, like, I don't do a lot. Not that I was doing more work. I was focused for a longer, like, stretch of time. So rather than, like, doing, let's say, like, right, let's say I was writing today, right, which I haven't done yet or anything, but let's say I was writing today, right, rather than, like, writing, like, a paragraph and then, like, getting distracted, writing another paragraph, getting distracted, I wrote, like, a whole, like, page and a half, and then, I took, like, a break, and then I wrote, like, 2 pages, single spaced and everything, right, so I think it's just I was more, like, in it, you know, like in the work, like I'm feeling like far more sleepier tonight. But then I know sometimes, like, a lot of the times when I'm like actually going like to sleep, then all of a sudden I'm feeling like all energized. I'm like, yeah, like I can't, like I don't know why I was feeling like so sleepy like not too long ago, you know. So I don't like when that happens, especially when I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to bed earlier tonight. Like, this is going to happen. I'm going to go to bed earlier tonight. And that's that with that there, right? But then I'm like, oh, but then, like, I end up when I'm, like, actually there, like, in bed, like all, like, changed in bed. Changed, not chained or anything, changed in bed. I'm like, oh, I can't sleep now. And then I'm up to like 3 a.m, 2 a.m. And then I'm like, this defeated. I could have done other stuff too. Well, I mean, I was busy trying to sleep. I'm like, I could have like writing stuff. I could be editing. But here I am wide awake at 3 a.m. when I set myself in bed at like 11:50 p.m. why am I still here? Why am I still up, you know? So that's just that. Does that happen to any of you guys too? Please feel free to let me know. I think that's all I have, like, with the outline. But then again, because, like, I find it funny how, like, at least I know with the previous podcast iteration of it, I would be like, oh, yeah, this is all I have. And then, like, later, like, when I'm finished recording it, I'm like, oh, I'm looking back. I'm like, oh, I had all these, like, I had, like, a point that I wanted to talk about. But I'm like, hey, oh, well, like, if I didn't see it when I was recording, if I didn't remember it when I was recording, then I'm like, not that much of a biggie like that, you know? Like, it's not like a do or die, you know? I did say that this is another instance where I came up with the title of this episode before recording the episode itself. I did put how I don't ever like the title. Now that, like, I guess not after the, like, talk of that, like, hot-to-hot conversation that we had, I feel like the title has grown on me. Like, I'm like, yeah, I like it. I hope, please let me know, because this is going to, I'm like 99% certain that this title is going to be There's Always Someone Better. Because part of me is like, I don't want it to like misrepresent like what like I was talking about in this episode. And that's why, and the things I don't want that to happen in my podcast episodes are like what I'm working on. I don't want it to like misrepresent like what I'm actually talking about, you know? So, playfully, this like fits with, I think it does too. I know sometimes though that like I have like one idea in my head, but then like it doesn't actually like execute or like actually, or like I'm thinking it's like one thing, but like really it's like not actually that thing, and I was like completely mistaken. For a second I had to look down at my microphone to make sure I was actually recording. And it's funny because I'm looking at my Audacity, right, and it's saying that like, yeah, the levels are like saying like, yeah, I'm recording, but I'm like, I just had to like look down to make sure that to see that button, to see that green button, it's saying like, yeah, I'm recording. So I just thought to tell you guys that there. So yeah, I was gonna say we use the raw we. I have been recording for almost an hour and 10 minutes. I was also thinking that this is going to be like another podcast episode, or like not another episode, but I thought this was going to be an episode with this, like the final thing was going to be like an hour and 30 minutes. I don't know why that's like in my, not like stuck in my head, but I'm like, last episode I thought it was going to be like an hour and 30 minutes. This episode I thought it was going to be an hour and 30 minutes, like another hour and 30 minutes, but it hasn't. I think I've been recording for, wait, let me pull up with my other podcast episode, which is How Do We Feel About Commentary. This episode, wait, let me check. This episode's, oh yeah, I said an hour and 14 minutes, right? And so this, it seems like this episode, but then again, I was going to be like, this episode and last episode, both of these episodes seems to be like, they're going to be similar in length, but like, all so far from what I remember, all these episodes have been like similar in length. Like, it hasn't, they're being like over, they've been between an hour and 30 minutes long. Like, they haven't reached that long, the hour and 30 minutes mark. But yeah, the second episode, okay, the first episode was an hour and 7 minutes long. Well, I see here an hour and 7 minutes and 11 seconds long, to be more specific. And then the other one, that, yeah, the second one, was an hour and 7 minutes and 38 seconds long. So they're being, those two have been, and I don't know with the third episode yet, because like with the edited version, because I'm not finished editing it, it could very well remain at the hour and 14 minute mark. And I kind of doubt, so I kind of think it's going to be maybe an hour and 10 minutes long. But I guess by the time this is uploaded, and by the time this is uploaded, because I'm planning for this to be the fourth episode, it, like, I would know how long the previous episode was, and you guys too, because y'all, if y'all haven't heard or listened to the previous episode yet, after this, please give it a listen. So yeah, I think I'm actually going to end this off here. Wait, let me see, let me make sure in my outline that, like, I actually don't have, because I have the ideas, oh yeah, for the ideas with like what I was like noting down, I'm like noting them down for like over the course of what I put here, a few days, just around a week. I think it was mostly like 3-4 days. I guess it is technically around the course of a week. So yeah, it's been like around the course of a week that these have been like festering. So I wanted to like just put them, like I mentioned earlier, wanted to put them down in like one episode, one document, so that it's like easier, so it's just easier for me to do that. And yeah, I like to talk with like the magazine. I kind of like at the same time want to talk again, like circle back to like the magazine aspect of it, of things. And I guess maybe not necessarily to not to think of like the magazine, it's just I like having all these different ideas, because I have like for my books too, I have so many different ideas for like books that I can do, and like series too, and like most of the book ideas I have doesn't even include like individual like series. Like it's like a note may be like, oh, a series about like a series set on a deserted island, for example. And I'm thinking of that like series is like gonna be like 10 books long. It doesn't include all those 10 books. It just includes like that like one like generalized series I did that's like, oh yeah, it's placed on a deserted island and it could be a romance book, you know, for example, right? And like, how would that work, you know? Like, I may not even have that. It's just like bullet point, like, yes, a romance on a deserted island is going to be a 4-book series, for example. That's something I may put on my notes. And then as like, yep, I have that there, going to be 4 books. It doesn't include those 4 books. So it's like, I have even more ideas, like book ideas. And then like with like my creative juices, my creative stuff, I'm like, I have so many different ideas that I want to talk about. I have so many different ideas as to like what I could do, what I could write. But it's like, do I have time for that bit? And do I want to like take, like, if it's like, let's say like the magazine that I was talking about, do I want to spend the time on that magazine where I could spend the time on the other magazine, or where I could spend the time on like my book, where I could spend the time on like, let's say I'm like co-editing something, I could spend that time, that additional time I would spend my magazine on this co-editing project, for example. Let's say that co-editing project's in the early stages, right? I'm like, I could spend that time on that there, right? I guess you all see your first hand with like a sample with like, oh, not maybe not a sample, but like seeing like first hand like, yeah, this is something, but like keeping it brief because like I don't want to go into like all this like detail, especially if it's like doesn't like pan out, like doesn't work out. Because I remember I was working on that something too at the same time. I guess I'm like quote unquote risking with like talk about like my projects. Is that like, but the thing is though, with the Crescent Hill Society, because that was a book that I was like talking about and stuff, I thought that was gonna be like, you mean like my next book that I was gonna publish, but that didn't end up happening, right? And so I'm like shelving it. The thing is, I'm like not getting rid of it forever. I'm planning on like coming back to it when it feels like I'm like more ready to do like an interconnected series with like, you know, not everything, not like a standalone series, but like an interconnected like one. Because it feel like at the end, I don't think it was like fully ready to like write the like series yet. So I'm like, that's the thing. I thought it was gonna be like the next book and everything, but then that ended up not being the next book I published. And I was kind of like upset at myself because I'm like, I spent all this time kind of like marketing it, talking about it. I thought to myself that like, yeah, this is gonna be the next book, but then it ended up not being the next book, right? And it felt like, to me, it felt like I wasted all this time working on that book for it to not be published right then, right? But I know it's not wasted time. I know I was working hard on, like, I was improving my craft, right? And I know that I do want to come back to it, just not right now. So I guess in a way, that's, like, a quote-unquote risk I'm taking with, like, talk about my books, right? Or, like, talk about, like, my current works in progress. Is that, like, yeah, I'm talking about it. This is what's happening in my life right now. This is what's going on in my life, right? Yeah, like, I don't want to be, like, let's say, spending, like 10 hours, you know, let's say, like, 10 episodes talking about this project, like whatever project I'm working on, and then only for it to like not come out, like only for it to come out like later than I thought, or like only for it to like stop talking about it because I'm like, I just stopped working on it and then I felt like embarrassed or whatever because I'm like, I spent all this time talking about it only for it to just not come to fruition, or like come to life, you know? So like that's like kind of to like what I have like at the back of my mind when talking with this like romance book that I'm working on, because I'm like, I'm working on it. I want to be the next book that I want to publish, right? The same with the Crescent Hill Society. I want it to be, oh well, no, caveat, I shouldn't say next book I want to publish, because I have, if all goes to plan, I have 2 other things that I want to publish before this book. But I want to be, I should say, the next thing in line to publish, like, after these 2 projects. And, like, I don't want, like, I want to publish it yet. Like, I don't, like, want it like not work out for whatever odd reason, like something changes or whatever. Like, I don't want that to happen, you know? I'm kind of, like, worried that that will happen. But, like, I'm still going to be, like, work on it, and that's the aim. Like, it's not like if to... And the thing is, I can't just, like, throw out the draft over one, like, stumbling block. Not saying that that's what happened with the Crescent Hill Society, right? If, for those who don't know, I don't want to get too into it, at least in this episode. I don't want, like, not saying that that happened to the Crescent Hill Society. It's just, like, with this one here, I don't want to not work on it. Like, I don't want to, like, be spending time working on it. Let's just spend, like, 2 years working on it and then, like, die in some form or fashion, you know? I want it, like, over just, like, a simple stumbling block or over, like, something where I'm like, oh, this is so bad, but then hindsight, but then, like, it's just, like, that, like, mood I'm currently in, right, where I was, like, oh, it's so bad, but then when I sleep and wake up, it's, like, oh, actually, it wasn't that bad, oh, it wasn't even bad, I was just being dramatic for no reason, you know, well, it's just because it's, like, at night, I'm, like, I shouldn't be making all these decisions at night or anything, right, for example, so that's just another little something that's been in my mind. But I'm going to end this episode off here. I was going to say finally. In a way, I felt like if it was like speeding through, because I'm like, I'm sleepy, I want to work on like my book, my throat feels kind of like scratchy, I've been talking, like I don't feel lightheaded, which I am thankful for that. I'm like, oh, I want to like, I think the main thing is the fact that I'm, like, sleepy, and I want to do, like, my other stuff, and I want to do stuff. Well, I am doing stuff. It's not like if I'm, like, oh, I all of a sudden don't like this podcast or anything. It's just, like, this episode, it's just, I want, you know, that duality of wanting to relax and write my fictional characters, but also recording this podcast episode, and it's not like if, like, compared to, like, writing, how, like, I can, like, write fast, right? Like, it's not, like, it's not, like, some, it's, like, different, you know? Maybe I should have just worked on this podcast episode, like, recorded this early in the day, or earlier, I should say, in the day, rather than what I'm currently doing right now, that, like, it's almost 10 p.m., and I am still recording this. Not that I'm complaining. I'm not complaining. I like this. If I didn't like doing this, I wouldn't have done this or anything. But yeah, now I kind of feel inspired with, like, I should write it down actually after this episode with talking about the next one. You see, I'm already planning out the next episode. Next thing, I'm recording another episode tomorrow, Lord willing. I'm really ahead of the game. Actually, I don't know, because I haven't finished editing the previous episode, and I haven't honestly started editing this episode because I haven't even finished recording it yet. But I'm like, I think next episode I may want to talk about the Crescent Hill Society. I'm not making any promises or anything. I'm just like spitballing, thinking out loud. But I want to write it down though with doing that there, with talking about the Crescent Hill Society, and maybe, like, my quote-unquote failed projects. But I don't know. I don't know with that last part, but the Crescent Hill Society. But, like, at the same time, I don't want to go into too much depth about it. Like, with, like, every single ins and outs. And I don't want, like, main thing ruin the plot or, like, have spoilers or anything. So, yeah, I think with that needs, like, a replotting of the story a little bit. Oh, a lot of it. But anyways, that's a different topic for a different episode. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Who Sam Qualified. This is episode 4, and stay tuned for whatever I talk about in the next episode, in episode 5. And I hope to see you guys playfully in the next episode. And yeah, like I said, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Who Sam Qualified with your host, Angel Clinton. Okay, guys, bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.